tonight. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is going to be a really good show tonight, guys, and I'm really looking forward to this. Tonight we're talking about micro-broadcasting. That's right, low-power FM broadcasting to help spread the message of the truth. And this is going to be a big show, and I'm glad that you're here with us for the program tonight. We're going to take your calls really try to get you the information you need to make a decision about whether or not you want a micro-broadcast station, and you should want one. So we're going to do that tonight. It's going to be a great show. And we're going to have Mike Jones on with us with Texas Resistance Radio, and other micro-broadcasters are going to call in tonight as well, I'm sure. And so we're going to have a good time here on the program tonight. I'm really looking forward to doing this, and have been waiting all week to get this show on the road. And so this is going to be excellent. And so we're going to have a good time. And so strap in for 2 hours of a really good show. We're on the phone right now. We'll go back to our regular connection here during the break. And so we'll improve the audio. So I apologize for the audio at this point. Wow, what a day. Ron Paul, the campaign there still continues. Fundraising still going on. And I'm going to get an updated number here of how much they've raised so far this month. 11 days into the month, I think they're a little bit behind schedule. Looking for $4 million this month. And at present, it looks like the total is going to be $676,535. So about behind the gun now for the campaign to start raising some money. And so it's very important that we start getting all this out and getting this to people and getting this thing done. And so this is a good thing that he's doing well in the polls. But the bad thing is we're behind on the money. And we've got to put our money where our mouth is. And I know, we are hit up for money all the time. I understand. And We're gonna get after it tonight, though, and give you some real solutions to how you can participate and how you can help things out, how you can improve things in our country, and how you can get the message of the truth to those around you, in your neighborhood, your town, and your city. I tell you, you get us 1,000 or 1,500 of these stations across the country, and we will indeed make a difference. I'm telling you that right up front. And so it's a huge thing, and this is probably one of the most important programs that I have done in the last 14 months that I've been doing a program. And so this is huge, and I am looking forward to it tonight here on the Midnight Rider. So our number, if you want to call in, is 800-451-1567. It's 800-451-1567. And the chat rooms are open, both at TruthNetRadio.com and the Midnight Rider Show.com and Republic Broadcasting Award.org. We'll run down the list of everybody in the chat rooms when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Strap in for 2 hours. It's going to be a great show. Get your notepads out because we're going to talk about a lot of things, some of it a little bit technical. But we'll go through and we'll explain everything here tonight. So I think this is going to be a really good show. And I'm looking forward to it. So hang around. Grab you some coffee or a soft drink or a glass of tea. And sit back and enjoy the program. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. My name is Mike Chambers. It's Monday. It's Thursday night. My gosh. Time flies. All right, it's the 11th of October, 2007. Everybody in the chat room, man, we've got good crowds tonight. AMC Man, Amoral Fat in the Midnight Rider chat room, Antonio, Aaron, California Chris, Calvin, Doug, Mac Daddy, Josh, KBB, Chris Burrow, Matt, Lee, Michael, Mike, Miss T. Dot, the official White Horse Souse, Rob, and Sidetracked is in there. And then in the Republic Broadcasting chat room, we have Brainchild. Catherine is in there. We've got Fresh, Jack Spratt, John G., Michael Vale, again, the official White Horse Souse. RBN Manny is in there. Michael Herzog is in there, and the webmaster for RBN is in there also, and Rowdy One, and Stephen C., and all right, we're ready to go. So everybody, the chat room at republicbroadcasting.org doing well, and at the midnightridershow.com as well. Want to welcome to the program Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio. Mike, I've been looking forward to this program. I'm telling you, I've had so many people ask me about how to do a micro station since the last time we had you on, so I knew we had to do a full show. How you been?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. So what's kind of going on down in your neck of the woods micro-wise?
Well, we just got Texas Resistance Radio Network up and going here about 3 weeks ago. And now we are going back and taking all the equipment that we were using with Radio Free Austin and getting it all tuned up and ready to go to put up new stations again. Excellent. Down here in Central Texas.
Cool. The first major question,
that I get asked is, how much does a microstation cost? And I know you can't, you're not going to be able to give somebody an exact figure, but kind of give them an idea, you know, ballpark of what people are looking at as far as an investment in a microstation.
Well, I think it really depends on how powerful of a station you want to put up, but you should be able to get the job done. A 100-watt station that's going to go out about 20 miles for somewhere around $1,000 or less, just depending on how much of a scavenger you are when it comes to looking for equipment on eBay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because I noticed that the prices, especially of like little 1-watt transmitters, are actually going down. The bigger transmitters are going up a little bit in price, but still, if you scavenge around on eBay, you can find some really good deals.
Right. And for those people who might be considering putting up a micro, or those who are straddling the fence, if they will take down some information, I can give you a couple websites so they can be looking at the equipment right now so that maybe they can ask questions later on. You can actually see Progressive Concepts is who I deal with when I buy electronic FM equipment. This stuff is built by professionals. It works great. It lasts a long time. There's a lot of people that like to build their own stuff, but I think it's just a whole lot better if you buy professionally built equipment and go that route. You might pay a little bit more for it, but you're not going to have problems, and it certainly is going to get the job done better than the homemade equipment that a lot of people try and put together.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, Progressive Concepts, that's progressive-concepts, www.progressive-concepts.com. And then if you go to Joe McNeil's website, www.themicroeffect.com, you can actually look at the Ramsey 1-watt transmitter, which is what we have been using down here in Central Texas for many years. And it works real good. It's got two channels, and it has a third channel for a microphone so that you can get on the air and make public service announcements, things like that.
Right, and that's getting the signal out, as far as antennas and stuff, does Progressive Concept carry antennas as well, or?
Yes, they have a wide range. The common antenna you can buy for about $120, which will handle 150 watts, and it has a multiplying factor of 2. And then if you want to really reach out and touch somebody, they've got what's called a 3/4 wave antenna, which is about $350.
Right.
And that has a multiplying factor of 7, and that's what we've been using down here in Austin. That's why Austin has been covered so great for the last many years, is we're using the pretty serious equipment, because Austin is a north-south town. It's spread out, as you well know, and this allows us to cover, you know, the bulk of the town.
Right, and that's going to be one of the key things is getting, you know, it's location with where you're at. But then again, if you know, the higher you can get that stick up, regardless of where you're at, the better off that you know that you're going to be.
The higher up, the further out it goes, and the more watts, the more penetration.
Yeah, yeah, and it's different. It's different than AM, where AM just it just spreads everywhere. FM is more, you know, of a directional, that it shoots downward.
I've never played with AM, so I couldn't even give you any information about AM.
AM bounces everywhere, my friend, and there's some low power AM out there, but my word, just to put the thing up is, unless you're somebody who wants to set and put your own ground plane in and everything, it's not worth the effort, my friend.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about FM micro broadcasting. It is really simple. You know, people, they see the equipment, and they're they're always surprised. You know, they always think that you've got to have a room full of equipment, and basically all the equipment you need you could put on the corner of somebody's desk, you know, and it would, that's all you need.
Yeah,
There's really not much to it.
Right, certainly. And, of course, you've got the elements of getting the content out, which we'll get into, and that type of thing here a little bit. Can the average person assemble one of these stations by themselves?
Yeah, I think they can. When I started doing this back in 2000 out here in the Texas Hill Country, I was one of these kind of guys that barely knew how to hook up stereo. And I literally had a guy in a former micro broadcast in Central Texas, Keith, who really started everything in Austin, and he walked me through it, basically told me how to do it over the telephone.
Really?
And we started out here at 25 watts, went up to 40 watts, went on up to 100 watts, and just, you know, it's kind of just gone on from there. It's kind of like,
excellent,
you know, when you're a kid, you buy a motorcycle, you got to buy a bigger one and a bigger one as you get older.
Right.
And, well, you know, when you travel around where you live, you know, it's really nice. The more power you've got, the further away from your house you can get. And that's really how all this kind of started. I got tired of sitting behind a computer and listening to the internet, and I got tired of the crappy shortwave reception. And I thought,
right,
you know, wouldn't it be great if you could drive around and hear this information? And then I heard,
sure,
about micro broadcasting and said, yeah, let's give this a shot.
Yeah, excellent. I think this is a great solution, Mike. That for a little bit of money you can have an absolute huge impact. I mean,
this is a key solution, and this is what amazes me about, you know, the alternate news, the alternate talk show hosts are not talking about this hardly at all. It just blows me away.
I'm telling you, Mike, if we get 1,000 to 1,500 micros in this country, we can take the mainstream media on in their front yard.
Well, you know, 7 years ago, Alex Jones talked about that. He said, I want 10,000 micros across this country. And, you know, if we had that, if we had one in every county, we could take this nation back. We could take this country back. There's no doubt about it. We've got a lot of people listening out here. In the Hill Country where I'm at, we've got a lot of people listening at all our locations.
Right.
And this is critical. I mean, you have got to re-educate people before you can do anything. And micro broadcasting is just a key solution to that. You know, to me, it's it. That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it all starts, right there.
Certainly. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's so huge. Because I mean, we're sitting, you know, we can do the internet, we can do the satellite, we can do the shortwave, but until we can hit a medium that goes into the vast majority of homes and is in the car, especially in the car because they're a captive audience. And they tune in and they hear something, they're going to listen while they're in that car, and they're going to keep, and that's going to end up on a preset, and they're going to keep coming back time after time after time. Every time they get in the car, they're going to turn you on, because once they start hearing this, they can't turn it off.
Yeah, it's addictive, no doubt.
Yeah, and if we can make, folks, I'm telling you, if we get 1,000 to 1,500, that's just as a start, that we'll take the mainstream media on right in their front yard, and they won't be able to deny the news anymore. They'll have to report the things that we talk about. They won't have a choice, or they'll continue to lose audience. And we'll start picking up their advertisers.
I agree. Well, time is short, you know. If you have the resources to put up a micro station, I can't tell you how fulfilling it is. I've been doing it for 7 years out of my home, and it's great. It's great.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
I don't miss anything driving around the community.
There you go. Back in just a minute. With more, we're talking with Mike Jones. We want to talk with you, especially if you're a micro broadcaster. Dial us up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You've got any questions you want answered? Tonight's the night to do it. You can have an impact and we're going to show you how.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and that's I know for sure.
Midnight Rider on the Republican Broadcasting Network. We're starting to line up the calls now, so if you want to join us, please do so at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've got Alan in Texas in the wings. We'll get to you here in just a second. Mike, let's talk a little bit about how to actually get the content to the transmitter. Two or three ways of doing that. You want to kind of describe a little bit maybe how you're doing it, and a couple of other ways that it can be done.
Mike, I'm pulling the feed for the Texas Resistant Radio Network off a KU satellite receiver. And the satellite equipment has gotten much better in the last few years. It's a lot easier to work with, user-friendly. Again, like I said, I'm not a high-tech person. That's what I'm using right now. You obviously, as a Michael broadcaster, will have a lot more choices if you pull from the internet. But I'm not a computer savvy person, so I never have been, don't want to be. And you know, if you can find somebody that can do that and get the programming, that's great. But what I have found that works really good and that's the way I started back in 2000. I started with a big C-band dish. And back then, the only thing that was available was the Genesis Communication Network, and that's what we aired 24 right. hours a day, 7 days a week. And boy, Lord, things have changed in the last 7 years.
And now I know from looking at one of the operations, as you said it before, in some instances you had a computer basically that was running a CD version of Linux, and that had all the information on there, so you can take just an old piece of junk computer and basically give it new life and have it basically essentially run your entire station.
Right. That was set up by another gentleman formerly with Radio Free Austin. I have got the Texas Resistant Radio Network set up to where if you want to take off a internet, you can pull down from our address and you can broadcast what we're broadcasting down here in Central Texas, which is a combination of the different networks. Basically what a few of us have come to decide is the best programming out there. You know, it's a good mix of the Genesis and Republic Broadcasting.
Excellent.
And the nice thing about what we're doing too is as we did, as you're probably well aware of, back with Radio Free Austin, we have the ability to generate community service announcements and action alerts. We can let people know about grassroots organization meetings that are going on, you know, in different towns. And, you know, when we were doing that, we had a huge impact, and that's one of the really strong points of micro-broadcasting is that it does allow the grassroots organizations to come together and allows us to pull from the numbers, you know, and show that there is strength in these areas.
What about local programming, Mike? Have you guys done any type of local programming, or do you just leave it to the announcements, basically?
No, I haven't really done any local program. I've been, you know, asked about that by certain particular people that, you know, were running for mayor or whatever, you know, and city council, and I just didn't want to go down that road.
Right.
I guess it's a possibility.
It's easily doable. I mean, basically you just need a microphone and a way to plug it into the transmitter, but essentially, you know, you're on, and you can get as complicated, I guess, with that as you want. But you basically have taken and just brought down network programming and then fed it out that way.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Okay. But now the KU dishes, I know the prices of them are coming way down. I know on the RBN website, I think you get the whole rig for like $179.
Yeah. That's a very basic system. And the KU equipment that I have been using, I got through Rick's Satellite.
Right.
And what I'm using is the biggest KU dish out there, and the reason I've picked the biggest, and it's only like 36 inches wide, which is still a lot smaller than the big, you know, 10 and 12 foot C-band dishes, but this one's much more weather resistant to storms. If anybody out there has got DirecTV, you know, when you get a storm, it washes out your
right.
TV until the storm passes by, and these bigger dishes are a little more weather resistant, which is important. Of course, the uplink feed for I think all the KU satellite is out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So when they've got a storm, then nobody, it doesn't go out to anybody, whether it's Genesis Communication or Republic, any of those.
Right.
So there are some times when we're down for, you know, anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes while a storm's passing, but things happen.
Right, and then at that point in time, if need be, you can always go to the Internet if you've got the functionality to do
if
that.
If you have the Internet, yeah, or which I do not have right now. But if you have got CDs and recordings of the show, you can absolutely put them on during that time.
Certainly. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back. We've got Alan, Fred, and John all lined up. We'll talk to you when we come back after the break. We're talking micro-broadcasting tonight. This is a way that you can have an impact on your community, and you can help spread the truth. Back with more. Our number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Tonight we're talking about micro broadcasting. How you, by setting up a low power FM radio station in your little burg or community or your city, can make a huge, huge difference in the news that your the people of your town get, that your neighbors get, and it's a huge tool in waking people up. And our time is short, and folks, we can stand around, we can hand out DVDs till we're blue in the face. This is a matter of scale. And where you might hand out 50 DVDs, standing out there for 2 or 3 hours, you can be hitting a minimum of 50 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 every hour. That's how big this is, and it's pure scale in what you're able to do, with a small investment. And it doesn't have to be just be you alone. Get some friends together. And put it together. And you put the thing up, and you've got people who can keep an eye on it when you go on vacation. It's a cool thing. We're talking tonight with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio. We've got John in New York's going to join us here in a minute. He's a micro broadcaster. I also invited on the program as well. I'm just going to get his experiences. Mike, give everybody your phone number so they can call and talk with you, and if they've got any additional questions that we don't answer on the air tonight.
Yeah, it's a good idea for those that might have to go to bed early because they got to work in the morning.
Right.
I would be glad to help any of y'all out, answer any of your questions, whatever I can do to help. My phone number down here in Central Texas, same phone number it's been for years and years, is 830-997-0339. You can call me between 9 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, and I'm usually gone a lot of the times. But if you will leave your telephone number and a brief message, I will call you back. Sometimes it takes me a few days as I travel back and forth from the Texas Hill Country to Austin. I'm not out in the Hill Country all the time, but I will get back to you. Working with a gentleman, Anthony, right now, and we're fixing to put another station up about 20 miles southeast of Austin.
Excellent.
And fixing to start getting out there and putting these stations back up and, you know, get after it again.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, if you missed it, Mike's number is 830-997-0339. Don't call him tonight.
If I could say one more thing,
sure,
before we get into the calls. I'd like to ask that Ron down in Mexico give me a call. He was on Michael Herzog's show today. Had a great program.
Excellent.
And maybe something for you, possibly, Mike, to think about is doing a show about expatriatization. He had more callers than they could get to today.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit of that today. It's a pretty interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he talked about the way they were treated down there. Said they were treated quite well down there.
Right, right. I've been thinking about getting out of here for 7 or 8 years myself, and you know, I'm thinking, well, if I do go down there, wouldn't it be great to set up a micro down there?
Yeah.
But not necessarily Mexico, but anyway,
if he's out there listening, call me tomorrow, Ron. Yeah, I mean, they've invaded us. We might as well, what the heck, let's invade them and just head on down. let's go to the phone here. Alan in Texas, you're first up. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I was looking up these websites here. Now, the first one, progressiveconcepts.com, I found that one. What was the second one? Was it microeffect.com?
The Micro Effect.
Oh, the Micro Effect, all one word,
yes,
right?
Yes.
.com, okay. Now, how complicated is getting licensed to do this?
There's no license involved.
I see. And is that because of the wattage involved, or...?
Well, it's probably a combination of things, Alan. First of all, in order to be licensed, you have to buy FCC-regulated equipment, and you're talking about equipment that's probably 20 times more expensive than what we're using here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to and looked into doing a commercial station with FCC equipment when I first started, and when I looked at the cost of it, I'm like, no, this is ridiculous, and it's insane. Plus, you have an agenda you have to follow, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do micro-broadcasting, you know, you will be putting your FM signal out there. You just have to be careful that you don't encroach on any other frequencies, any other stations in your area. Be diligent in your search for a good frequency when you pick one out. And know how to duck and dodge the FCC should they come calling.
Well, so I would be in violation of some rules then?
Well, according to them.
Uh-huh, I see. Mike, I'm looking at this 500-watt RF power amplifier. Now, how much reach would that typically have in miles?
Oh, wow. There's a commercial 1,000-watt station out here in Fredericksburg where I am at, and that thing reaches out a good, 35 miles, 40 miles, quite a ways. So with the right antenna at the right height, it should you ought to be able to really reach out there and touch people.
And
yeah,
I'm not here in West Texas where it's flat too. So
you stick a 3/4 wave antenna on that baby and get her up high, and you're going to be smoking.
How big an antenna did you say?
Well, a three-quarter wave antenna, that's the type of wave that's propagated. Progressive Concepts, if you will look under antennas, you'll see a picture of it. It's called a three-quarter wave. It's a little confusing. But if you just look under antennas, you'll see it there. It's a copper antenna. If you go through it, should be on there.
And that would fit on top of a small office building or a house or something.
Yeah. What we've done is we get 35 to 50 foot telescoping mast, and then we'll put the antenna on the top of that, and go from there. As long as you've got the right coax, that's not going to lose much signal strength, and you'll have that complete 500 watts going up there. Three-quarter wave antenna is designed to handle 1,000 watts, too, so that would be the perfect antenna for you.
Yeah.
And so what did you start off doing, just broadcasting news and programs like that? Or?
Well, when I first started and woke up to this back in 99, I was listening to Alex Jones on a commercial station in Austin, an FM commercial station, before he got booted off. And I've got to continue to listen. This guy's really got some interesting, stuff he's talking about, and, things other people aren't talking about. And when I moved out here, I found myself in front of the computer a lot listening, and I thought, there's got to be a better way of doing this. I can't sit in front of the computer all the time. And then he had a guest on that talked about microbroadcasting, and that's kind of where it all went from there.
Well, very good. Well, I'm enjoying the program, and I plan to be here all night. So
excellent. And I got to tell you guys, there is nothing like being in the house and you're listening to a show on the internet. You walk out to the car, you turn the radio on, and that show's on. And you're able to just listen, and wherever you're going, it's a big thing. I mean, it really is, because it provides another venue with which we're able to bring the message of the truth to people. And like I said, you don't just hit one person. You hit dozens, if not hundreds or thousands, at a whack. And, you get a good, nice, clean signal up, and people will tune you in, and they'll put you on their presets. Our station here in Oklahoma City is still down. And I have people asking me all the time, where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Because the short time it was up, people got used to it, people liked it, and the fact that it's not up, they miss it.
And, well, you could tell it was having a difference, too, if you listen to the talk shows, and it's where you're calling from, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
What are you listening? How are you listening?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can just tell right off.
I think it was 107.1. What was it you guys were on?
107.1.
Yeah, that's what I thought we said it at. Yeah, it's like...
And it is still down, and... we're going to try to get it back up. And
let me say one other thing in regards to that. I have slowed down as far as getting out. I was gung-ho on this about a year ago until things happened. But if we can, if I can get two serious committed parties in Oklahoma, all along I-35, where I can put up, two stations in a weekend, I have no problem coming up and doing it. It's real hard for me, though, to make a special trip all the way up to, and I know Tulsa, they wanted to get up, and I thought, good guys, and that kept them holding for a year, just waiting for somebody in Waco or someplace else to jump on board, said, let me get, that way we can get two in one weekend, but it never materialized.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will go out and help people out. It's not a problem, and I'll definitely help you all I can over the phone.
Yeah, well, certainly, I'm certainly going to talk to you off the air about some things and kind of let you know where all that kind of stands. I miss it here. I mean, not being, to go out in the car and turn it on and to be, listening to a program that you're listening to in the house. It's just, you don't like leaving because you don't want to miss something. You have to leave. You have to go about your business and that kind of thing.
The programs aren't on the shortwave like they used to be.
No.
I mean, I've had an AM/FM shortwave cassette player in my truck for 7 years, which was great when I was commuting back and forth, to Fredericksburg to Austin. I could hear the different programs, but those were great if you can find one,
right?
And the frequencies and you keep up with them. But you know, even the alternate news is not going out on shortwave the way it used to. I mean, you've got the Power Hour and you've got, you know, some other shows, but you're, you know, Derry Brownfield, you're very limited in what's out there.
Yeah, and just quite honestly, shortwave is cost prohibitive. I mean, it costs a ton of money to do it. And this is one of those ways, you know, where it's inexpensive and everybody doing just a little bit and working together, we can create something really big.
And everybody's got an FM radio in their home and in their car.
Exactly.
That's what the beauty of this is. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and say, I was scanning down the dial and I found your station and I went, oh my God. This is what I've been thinking and believing for a long time. I can't believe I got this.
Yeah. Fred in Canada, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Appreciate what you guys are doing down there, and I've been thinking along the same wavelength, no pun intended, for probably at least a year now. I purchased a Ramsey FM 100B with a booster kit in it.
Okay.
And the reason I got it that way is I couldn't find one up here in Canada with it already pre-built, so I had to get it as a kit. I guess I did anyway. I didn't have a lot of time to hunt around. I wanted to get one and get it going, so I ordered it as a kit. I put it together. I got a friend that's going to check it all over and make sure I don't have any bad solder joints. I got some questions for Mike, though.
Lay them on him.
I wrote his phone number down, which is great, because I might need some help here in the next couple weeks. Tips. Oh, I got to turn this light off. It's causing static. Okay, which coax does he recommend?
Oh, boy, what is it?
That's okay.
RG6, isn't it, Mike?
RG8, it's the stuff that's about as big around your index finger. It's not that real pencil-thin stuff you get at Radio Shack.
Big, okay.
It's about a dollar a foot.
R something 6, did you say?
I tell you what, call me on it, and I will mosey out in the yard and get my spool and look and see what it is.
Okay, and I live in a town of about 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere out here. There's only one other real strong FM station in the daytime.
So you got a whole band of FM to pick from.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter. I read something about don't go over 106 or something because it can interfere with Channel 6 TV or something.
Well, I don't know anything about Canada, but you know...
What range, like, if you were going to recommend an area in that band?
I'd stay on the lower end. Most of the talk radio is down low, you know, 89, 90, 90.1, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Most of the commercial stations are up in your high band.
Okay. As far as where I built this antenna for it, the one recommended, it's called a True Match from Ramsey. True Match 100.
Right.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's the one they recommend, and because I'm not really trying to shoot out too far, I'm kind of the town I live in is kind of in a hollow, anyways. So I probably couldn't get it over the hills very good, anyway. So.
Well, the important thing about your antenna, Fred, is that you get it tuned properly, because. If you don't, and you get your SWR up too high, it'll put radio waves back into your equipment, and it'll fry your equipment. I think that's what happened to Oklahoma City. They moved it, and the antenna wasn't. I don't think the antenna was tuned, and I can only speculate on that. But you want to make sure you've got an SWR meter so that you've got your calibrations correct.
Okay.
Or you keep it below 1.5.
Well, I'm going to write that down below 1.5.
But, again, just keep my number, and when you get ready to set it up, call me, and I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
It may take two or three calls, but
well,
there's nothing more satisfying once you're up and going, you're driving around town, and you can hear it.
I've got, like I'm an addict myself, eh? And I've been listening. I started out on C-band, and then that kind of went kaput.
Yeah.
And then I got the...
Oh, you're an old-timer like me.
I got the Rick Satellite, and then now I've been getting, for the last year or so, I've been getting people hooked up to Rick Satellite, or to KU, and I've got about 10 people listening to that, but now I'm going to try to get all those same people to look at doing micro-broadcasting, because they're all over the province, eh? So, yeah, that's... But you don't know much. Like, they told me this thing should, with this booster, it should go 5 miles. Does that sound realistic? Or
I don't know anything about the booster. That particular FM transmitter you're using, what's coming out of the tail end of it? 1 watt, 1 full watt?
They're saying it's going to be 1.5.
The nice thing about the 1 watt transmitters, whether it's Ramsey or another brand, is that you can put any kind of amplifier behind it. You can put a 50 watt, you can put 100, you can put 150, you can put a 300 watt. It's just whatever you've got the balls to put.
So that'll really boost it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
But
indeed.
You have to have an antenna that'll handle it though too.
Exactly.
So I might have to upgrade.
The call.
Pardon
Thank
me.
Thank you. Back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're talking with Mike Jones tonight about micro broadcasting. We'll bring John in New York on here in just a couple of moments. He's also a micro broadcaster up in New York. We'll talk with him in just a couple of minutes. Fred in Canada is still on the line with us. He had a couple more questions for Mike. Fred, real quickly, because we're short on time in this segment.
This Progressive Concepts, where are they out of?
Streamwood, Illinois.
Okay. And they've got, would they have an amplifier?
They've got a ton of amplifiers. And they, you can get them in all stages from them. You can get them in kits. You can get them pre-assembled. Obviously, you know, the ones that are completely pre-assembled are going to run you a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I've been dealing with these guys for years. They're a little more expensive, but it's high-quality stuff.
Well, I'll be probably phoning you in the next couple of weeks here, Mike. So
call me anytime. I'll be glad to help you out.
Yeah, good talking to you guys.
Thanks for calling in, Fred. You have a good night. John in New York, welcome to the program. We're finally getting you on here, pal. How you doing tonight?
It's me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. The gentleman in, I think he was in Canada, that Ramsey antenna he has, I believe, is going to be a 40-watt maxes out, I think he was talking about.
Right. Well, he probably needs to upgrade to a Comet then.
Right. And his key thing there is to get up the height. You need, you know, that's the one thing is like in real estate, you location, location, location. It's and radio. It's like height, wire, and power.
I agree. You're right.
John, how long have you had your station up?
Probably about 3-4 years.
Can I tell everybody a little bit about your experiences and
yeah,
what you know?
Well, I started out with a little 1-watt, and it didn't. It was a Ramsey, digital readout. It was pretty neat, but the little whip antenna inside the house it wouldn't go very far. So I decided to use a. I have a big long pool, aluminum pool skimmer pole that I put up on top of a 4x4 pole, and I'm only up about 35 feet now. And I got a Comet antenna, which would go out to 200 watts. And when you're buying a transmitter, I found that to keep everything running nice and clean is, say, for instance, you have a 10-watt transmitter, you might want to transmit only on 5 watts. That way you'll keep it forever, because if you transmit it on the highest reading, it's going to run a little hot, and if you don't keep it cool, you can burn it out. So, you know, a 500-watt amplifier, you might want to keep it at 250, just, you know, that way your equipment lasts forever or a
long time.
Yeah,
John makes a good point, because it's like running a NASCAR at 9,000 RPM. You know, the engine's not going to last very long, whereas if you're running at 5,000, it'll take you a lot further.
Exactly, and this is a trick that commercial stations do as well. I worked in a number of commercial stations, and what they would do is they would buy a transmitter that, unless it were 50,000 watt, which I worked at a couple, unless, if say there were 5,000 watts, it'd buy a 10 and just let that thing idle, and the thing would last forever.
Yeah.
And don't start out with anything less than a watt, because I think you might be disappointed, especially if you don't get the antenna up high enough, because you might be able to hear it like I could in my car down the road, but nobody could hear it in the house because it didn't have enough punch-through power to punch through the homes. And a lot of the car antennas and the car radios have probably an FM amp in them anyway. So that makes your signal come in a little better. But some of the neat things you can do with that is maybe go to a car wash and say, let me put up a sign here, because your patrons are going to be kind of bored maybe. Put up a sign in there saying, tune into this channel, and your customers will be happy. But what I'll do is I'll provide T-shirts for your workers to let me have my little sign in there. And the T-shirts would advertise your station. On the back of your car, if you're doing a mobile operation, you can say something like, you want to hear what I'm listening to? Tune in to what I'm transmitting. On your bumper sticker, then advertise the number. The key thing is, once you get the antenna up and the thing running, you need to be able to put out little leaflets and flyers in your neighborhood. And I was listening to that show earlier today about patriation in other states or other countries. And I was thinking, for those of us that can't leave, you want to make your neighborhood as strong as possible. So you want to broadcast the RBM message to your neighbors, because they need to hear this, because they need to get up on tune. And I'm always going over to my neighbors saying, hey, did you hear that? It was on this channel. I don't really tell.
Hang right there with us, John. We're going to keep you around. We're talking with Mike Jones and John up in New York as well. We're talking micro broadcasting. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
It's true.